Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. And then suddenly, and without any warning, the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. That's what we are told happens next in the Gospel reading. The next verse, the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness. And it is in this wilderness where Jesus faces the temptations, and all of this is immediately following his baptism. Now, knowing all of this is important to understanding the full breadth of this story that we are given today. See, we got a similar text a few weeks ago as we started Advent, where the focus was more on John and the baptism that he provides, this baptism of repentance, and his pointing to Christ in his proclamation. So we aren't going to spend too much time talking about that today. Instead, we're going to spend a little bit more time looking at this second part of the gospel text, the part of Jesus's baptism and what it means to have a baptism of the Holy Spirit and a claiming by God the Father in Jesus Christ means and the impact that it has on all of us. For many of us, this isn't an unfamiliar story. But I want to spend a little bit more time in thinking about and possibly even deconstructing this story for some of us. Now, if you're anything like me, when you hear the story of Jesus' baptism, what you are picturing is a fairly calm river with Jesus about, you know, ankle deep, puffy white clouds overhead, and a majestic booming voice, and finally a sweet dove that's floating down to sit on Jesus' shoulder like he's Snow White. But let's take a closer look at the text. For it says that when this happens, what Jesus sees is not this image that we have come up with in our minds and share in Sunday school, but instead what Jesus sees is the heavens are torn apart. The Greek word here being shikomenes, or something like that, translates to being torn, divided, opened, or some even translate it as a schism in the heavens. The heavens are divided. There is this schism, and no matter how you cut it, this isn't a subtle act. But then, what does this dramatic event look like to Jesus? Perhaps it is a storm that breaks out, and the sound of God is echoed in the thunder. This voice of God that we are told in the psalm breaks the cedars and shatters the oaks, rain pouring down, or any other number of things. Now, it's interesting that we would get this text paired up with Dennis's favorite verses from Genesis 1, 1 through 5, because there what we are getting is the beginning of the account of making order out of chaos, where creation begins. When the heavens were first torn open so that all life on earth may begin. This is the first time that the heavens are torn open and God interacts with the world in a way to start all of creation. And here again, we have the heavens tearing open at Jesus' baptism. And we are once again getting a creation, a new creation at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. This is the starting point of Jesus going out to heal the sick and proclaim a message of grace. When this Spirit then descends upon him from the heavens, it is the start of this new creation for all people that is promised in and through Jesus Christ. And if this is the start of this new and exciting thing, then why does it sound so dang scary? Maybe that's why we like coming up with this image of the dove floating down in the puffy white clouds. Because wouldn't you think that it would have gone more smoothly? His ministry starts with a division in the heavens and then being driven out immediately into the wilderness. When we start new things, there is often a sense of excitement and joy, and maybe a little bit of anxiety as it begins. We have this expectation, though, that we can lean into the joy and the excitement of a thing, and it will be easy to us, because that which brings joy and excitement should just be easy, right? But that's not always the case. Not with Jesus, and certainly not with us. It takes work. And there are going to be bumps in the road and rough times ahead. New beginnings are hard, and they are often going to have rocky bits that we have to get through together. Yet, we are promised in our baptisms, in our own receiving of the Holy Spirit of God, that we are given a chance each day to start anew as we are marked with the cross of Christ forever. Now, I imagine as Jesus is out in the wilderness and facing this new beginning, that there is one temptation that is more tempting than any others. And this is probably me projecting on Jesus a little bit, but I wonder what that temptation looked like to say, what if, Jesus, you just don't do any of it? What if you were to find an easy way out and let somebody else do it? Jesus knows that in this ministry there is going to be pain and there is going to be suffering. Jesus knows what the end is. He knows where this is all leading. And how easy would it have been to just not and avoid all of that pain and all of that suffering? But as we know, nobody else could have done it, and nobody else could do it besides Jesus. I think this is the same temptation that many of us fall into in this ministry as well. We fall into this trying to negotiate with God or with ourselves that we don't actually need to do the work because somebody else will pick up the slack, certainly. Or that we hear our fellow baptized children crying out against the injustice in the world, that somebody else, but certainly not I, will fight for justice, equality, and equity. We hear this cry, or we see the hard things that need to be done to continue Christ's ministry, and we see that the easier option would be to just not. But here we are, dear siblings. This is a new year, and there are many exciting things to look forward to in this ministry. We are standing on the precipice of a new thing, but the work cannot be done by one single person or by just a small group of people. for this ministry to truly succeed. It needs to be an act of the community of the body of Christ. Next week, we are going to be welcoming some of our newest members into the church, celebrating with them, celebrating the growth of this ministry. And then in a few weeks after, we are going to be holding our annual meeting. This is a time to work together in our envisioning of what our ministry is going to look like in the next coming year or years to come. We are called and gathered together to be the church. As we continue to discover and rediscover who we are as people of God, let us not forget that we are only able to do this because of the grace that is found in God and in Jesus Christ. God has placed us in these relationships in a community together to build one another up and to further spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is what we are doing here. That is our biggest goal, is to share in this love, dear siblings. That is what it is all about. That we as the church can be in the world so that the love of God can be known through our works, through our acts, and our deeds in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us join together in hymn number 423, Shall We Gather at the River.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.